Welcome back to Unzip, the show where we tear open the latest AI and ML research and figure out what actually matters. Big thanks to our sponsors today. Ada, which bridges the gap between research and production, AI. Ago Consulting, pronounced Ago, your go-to for silicon development from AI chips to full SoC designs, and Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a whole portfolio of silicon industry companies, including Ada for deploying AI at scale. They've got this really cool Glow compiler that turns research models into production inference. Awesome group of sponsors. Go check them out. Today, we're unpacking five papers covering LLM evaluation, model compression, causal reasoning, chart understanding, and social forecasting. Lot of ground to cover, so let's get into it. All right, first up, we've got a paper called World Cup Arena. And honestly, this one is just a genuinely clever experimental design. The full title is World Cup Arena, Prospective Leakage-Free Evaluation of Frontier LLMs on a Live Tournament. And it comes to us from Archive. So here's the core problem it's solving. Almost every benchmark we use to test LLM forecasting ability is retrospective, meaning the event already happened, the answer is already floating around on the web somewhere, and the model might have just memorized it. That's a massive confound. How do you know if the model is actually reasoning versus just recalling? Well, these researchers found a really elegant natural experiment, the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Over 39 days, they took six frontier LLMs, all of them equipped with extended thinking capabilities and native server-side web search, and before every single match kicked off, they asked each model to fill out a seven-market prediction card. We're talking win, draw, loss, over-under goals, stuff like that, for all 1-4 matches. The key word there is before kickoff. This is genuinely prospective evaluation. The ground truth didn't exist yet when the models were queried. That's the leakage-free part of the title. No memorization possible, full stop. Now, why does this matter for practitioners? A few reasons. First, it gives us a much cleaner signal on whether these models actually develop world models, internal representations of how events unfold, versus just being very sophisticated lookup tables. Second, the setup with web search enabled is really representative of how people are actually deploying these systems today, as agentic tools with retrieval. So the results are more ecologically valid than your typical static benchmark. The paper is essentially a call to the community to design more prospective evaluations, and I think that's a message worth amplifying. If you're building evaluation pipelines for your own products, think hard about whether your test set could have leaked into training. Sports and live events are a surprisingly underutilized resource for this. One more thing worth noting, six frontier models all with thinking modes enabled makes this a really nice comparative study too. We're starting to see which model families are better at probabilistic reasoning under uncertainty, not just factual recall. That's a distinction that's going to matter a lot as we push these systems into higher stakes decision-making contexts. Really recommend reading this one if you care about evaluation methodology at all. Okay, paper two is much more in the weeds of model efficiency, but stay with me because the practical payoff is significant. This one's called ARCHED, which stands for Activation Metric Residual Correction, and it's about compressing something very specific, the LM head. So quick background, when you quantize an LLM, meaning you reduce the numerical precision of its weights to save memory and speed up inference, you usually focus on the big transformer blocks in the middle. The final layer, called the LM head, is this large projection matrix that maps from the model's internal representation to actual vocabulary logits, basically the scores over every possible next token. It's often left in full precision, BF16 or FP16, because quantizing it naively really messes up the output distribution. ARCHED tackles this directly. The core idea is a packed compression scheme with three components working together. First, you have a quantized low-rank core. Think of it like a compressed skeleton of the original matrix. Then you add group-wise INT4 residuals, which are small corrections stored at 4-bit precision that patch up the errors the low-rank approximation introduces. And the really clever bit is the third component, a low-rank correction that's fitted using an activation-derived metric. What that means is they're not just looking at the weights in isolation. They're looking at what activations actually flow through that head during real use, and calibrating the correction to minimize error where it actually matters. Not just on average. Why is this interesting? Because the LM head is actually really big. For a model with 100,000 token vocabulary, which is pretty standard now, that head alone can be a gigabyte or more of parameters. Leaving it in full precision is a meaningful memory cost, especially when you're trying to run these models on edge hardware, or pack multiple models onto a single GPU ARCHED, lets you compress that head aggressively while keeping logic quality high. For practitioners doing quantization work, especially if you're targeting constrained deployment environments, this is a neat add-on technique that pairs well with existing quantization libraries. It's the kind of paper that might end up as a plugin in something like Bitsandbytes or LLM INT8 down the line. The activation metric fitting approach is also just a nice general principle. Rather than minimizing reconstruction error in weight space, which is kind of abstract, you minimize error in a space that reflects actual model behavior. That philosophy is showing up in a lot of good quantization and pruning work lately, and I think it's the right direction. Paper 3 is one I find really philosophically interesting. It's called When Many Answers Are Valid, Voting Fails, Symbolic Verification for Best-of-K-Causal Reasoning in LLMs, and it takes aim at something called self-consistency, which has become a pretty standard trick in the LLM toolkit. The idea behind self-consistency is simple. Sample the model multiple times on the same question, take the most common answer, and you've probably got the right one. Majority rules. It works great for math problems where there's one correct answer. But the authors of this paper argue it breaks down badly for causal reasoning. Here's the intuition. Causal reasoning stuff like does X cause Y? And if so, through what mechanism often has multiple valid answers or multiple valid reasoning paths? If you're asking the model to do causal inference using Pearl's framework, which is the dominant mathematical formalism there, involving things like deseparation, which is a graphical criterion for conditional independence, and backdoor adjustment, which is a way to control for confounding variables, there might legitimately be several correct approaches. When you run self-consistency in that setting, votes fragment across the valid answers, and a single wrong answer that's internally consistent can actually win the majority vote, even when valid answers exist in the sample. The solution they propose is CALVER, causal axiom level verification. It's a training-free symbolic verifier, meaning you don't fine-tune anything, that takes the structured reasoning traces the model produces and checks them against Pearl's causal axioms programmatically. Instead of voting on final answers, you score each trace for logical consistency with the formal causal framework and pick the best one. Best of case selection guided by a verifier rather than a vote counter. This is practically important for anyone building systems that need to reason about cause and effect, policy analysis, medical decision support, scientific hypothesis generation. The failure mode they're diagnosing is subtle and easy to miss if you're just looking at aggregate accuracy numbers. And the fix is relatively lightweight, no training required, just a structured verifier sitting on top of your sampling loop. The broader lesson here is that majority voting is a heuristic that assumes an unimodal answer distribution. When your task has a multimodal valid answer space, you need a smarter aggregation strategy. CALVER is one concrete answer to that. Fourth paper, KRV, which stands for Curriculum Visual Grounded Reasoning, and it's about making multimodal LLMs better at answering questions about charts. Chart question answering sounds maybe a bit niche, but think about how much of the world's important information lives in charts. Financial reports, scientific figures, dashboards. Getting this right actually matters a lot. The problem KRV is solving is subtle. Current multimodal LLMs, models that process both images and text, tend to struggle with what the authors call intrinsic visual grounded reasoning. What that means is, when the model answers a question about a chart, it often isn't actually grounding its reasoning in what's visually present. It might be pattern matching on the question type or hallucinating values, rather than reading the chart. You can patch this with external prompting tricks, like adding visual cues manually or doing chain of thought, prompting from outside the model, but that's brittle and doesn't generalize. KRV's approach is curriculum learning, which is the idea of training on examples ordered from easy to hard, like a teacher building up a student's understanding progressively, combined with visual grounding supervision. The curriculum is designed to first teach the model accurate visual perception of chart elements, then layer on logical reasoning that's explicitly tied back to those perceived elements. The reasoning chains are literally anchored to visual evidence in the chart. The results show meaningful improvements on chart QA benchmarks, and importantly, the gains come from better intrinsic capability, not just better prompting. For practitioners building document understanding or data analysis pipelines, this suggests that how you structure training data and the order you present it matters enormously for grounding quality. It's also a reminder that visual grounding and verbal reasoning are somewhat separate skills that need to be co-trained carefully. If you're fine-tuning a multimodal model for specialized chart understanding, the curriculum design principles here are worth borrowing directly. And the fifth paper rounds things out with something really ambitious in scope. It's called Society Bench, and the full title is Society Bench, Forecasting Counterfactual Social World Evolution. Same team as the World Cup Arena paper, interestingly, and you can see a consistent theme. They're obsessed with evaluating LLMs on things that are hard to fake with memorization. The observation they start from is that most LLM benchmarks are task completion focused. Can the model fix a bug, navigate a browser, operate a GUI? Those are important, but they're missing a whole dimension of intelligence, social world modeling. Can the model understand and predict how real social events unfold? Not just what happened, but what would have happened if X were different. That's the counterfactual part of the title. The benchmark pipeline is pretty sophisticated. You start with a one-line event topic. The system then automatically collects web news and social media posts across 5 platforms, distills them into a date index knowledge base, and then constructs questions that require the model to reason about how that social situation would evolve under different conditions. It's testing genuine causal and temporal reasoning about social dynamics. This is a benchmark that's genuinely hard to game because it's grounded in real, evolving events, and because the counterfactual framing means you can't just look up the answer. For researchers working on LLM agents that need to operate in social contexts, think policy simulation, social media analysis, public health modeling, this is a much more relevant evaluation surface than the standard benchmarks. And for anyone building evaluation infrastructure, the automated pipeline for going from a topic to a structured benchmark is itself a useful methodological contribution. What I love about both Society Bench and World Cup Arena from this same group is that they're making the argument that temporal, prospective, real-world evaluation is the frontier we need to push toward. Static, retrospective benchmarks are showing their limits. The community needs more of this kind of thinking, and it's exciting to see it getting serious research attention. All right, that's 5 papers in the bag. Prospective LLM evaluation on live sports, LM head compression, causal reasoning verification, curriculum chart understanding, and social world forecasting. Huge thank you to our sponsors, Ada for making production AI deployment real, Ago Consulting for their silicon expertise from AI to SO, and Zen Semiconductor for bringing it all together under one roof with Ada's Glow compiler at the center. If you want more of this kind of content, check out our sister show Git News AI in the Ada Podcast Network. Great complement to what we do here. Links to all 5 papers are in the show notes, as always. If you're getting value from Unzip, please subscribe and leave a review. It genuinely helps other people in the ML community find the show. Until next time, keep reading, keep building.